Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Yesterday was the end of the G7 summit, and everyone has already muted Biden on the text chain.
Joe Biden is currently on his first overseas trip as president. Joe Biden has made time to be with us live via satellite. Joining me now from Brussels, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Mr. President. Mr. President.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
There you are. Thank you for
Mr. President, thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for being there. Because here's the deal. Nobody's better than you. And I know we can do better than that. No joke.
Well, I appreciate that, sir.
I appreciate you, Merv.
So, Mr. President, this is your first trip abroad since taking office. How's it going so far?
Going great. Met the guy that runs England, Boris Karloff, Boris Johnson. Excuse me. Then I met the high school kid who runs France, Macaroni. Had tea with the Queen. I'm the president guy. Come on.
Yeah, I know you are, sir. I'm happy that you are. Yeah. But I'm asking is, has it been hard to reestablish diplomatic ties with our allies after the last president burned so many bridges?
Look, okay. Let's be real. Let me be clear. The last guy, Trump, was bananas.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We string beans and onions, cabbages and scallions, and all kinds of fruit and say. We have an old-fashioned tomato, Long Island potato. But yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Okay. But look at me, Europe. I'm nice and easy. Listen to my voice. You know, I'm whisper calm. You know, I'm not gonna make any sudden moves. Look at my hands. Moving slow. Look at that. No herky jerky, just slow and easy. Uh-oh. Where'd they go? What's going on? Scary. Not scary. Scary. Not scary. Come on. There's nothing to worry about.
That is comforting, sir. But,
yeah.
Mr. President,
thanks,
are you at all?
Thanks, Merv.
Are you at all concerned about meeting with Putin on Wednesday, given that you very publicly called him a killer?
Come on now. I once called a nice lady a dog-faced pony soldier. You know, no one knows what the hell I'm talking about, especially me. Maybe I'm joking. No joke. Come on now. I'm the president guy.
It's good to know. Now, let's...
Slow and easy. Come on now.
Very soothing. Now, let's talk vaccines, sir. You just announced the United States will be donating 500 million doses to countries in need, and that's wonderful, but I was wondering, how do you feel about how the rollout's going in this country?
Let's get real here. Come on now. Number one, the one part. Number two, the thing the guy said. Number three, you know the drill. Come on, folks.
So you're pleased with our progress?
Absolutely. You know, come on, these vaccines are safe and effective. We got three different flavors. The Moderna, the P. Pfizer, and the J.J. Abrams. Come on.
You mean Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson?
You got it, man. Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, come on, let's get real. You know, I've never been too good with, you know, what do you call them? What do you call them?
Names?
No, the other one. The big guys, all of them.
Words?
That's the one. Words. They're like Republicans. They don't want to work with me, but I keep trying anyway.
Well, sir, I have to say, that resonates. That seems to resonate with people.
Yeah, look at all those beautiful people getting together again to laugh at your band and dance at your jokes. You know, you're like, that's what it's like being with your best friend, like my best friend, a guy named Barack.
Barack Obama.
Oh, you know him too. Yeah, hell of a guy. Best man at my wedding.
Sir, I don't think that's historically accurate.
Come on, man. Get your facts straight. Jack, let's do some push-ups.
Not right now, sir. But before we go, I would like to see that at some point, though. Is there any message to the country that you'd like to give as we come out of the pandemic?
Look, folks are hurting, okay? You know, I grew up in Scranton. You know, my dad lost his job. He says, Joey, I lost my job. I said, what are you going to do, Pops? He says, I'm going to stare at the ceiling and think about what to do. So Pop would stare for hours a day at the ceiling. I'd say, Pops, can I stare for you for a while? So I'd go in and I'd stare so he could shower and whatnot and go to Trader Joe's, get paper towels and avocados. And, you know, all that good stuff.
Mr. President.
Yeah. What? Was it? What? Oh, it's great to be here, Merv. Come on, how are you?
I'm not Merv.
Sorry about that, Conan. Johnny.
President Joe Biden, everybody. Check out his work in Europe the rest of this week.
I can't. know a lot of us have been feeling under the weather lately. It's that time of year. And according to a study done by the University of Arizona, they discovered that your keyboards have hundreds of times more bacteria per square inch than a toilet seat.
I heard your mama has more bacteria per square inch than a toilet seat.
That's true. That's true. I dated her mama. And you know what?
Sorry.
One of the simplest ways to cut down on the spread of germs is to use something called the vampire cough.
Did you say vampire?
Oh, no. It's just that if a vampire had to cough, he would do it like this.
Uh-huh, right. And ruin their cloaks. Do you have any idea how expensive wool is in Transylvania? Because of the euro.
Well, other things you can do to help cut down on the spread of disease are to wash your hands regularly, don't come in if you're sick, and get your flu shot. Also, I'm going to set up hand sanitizing stations around the office.
No, no, no. They will cost you your life.
Elaborate.
The worst thing you can do for your immune system is to coddle it. They need to fight their own battles. If Sabre really cared about our well-being, they would set up hand desanitizing stations. A simple bowl at every juncture filled with dirt, vomit, fecal matter.
Exposing yourself to germs is the best way
to make yourself stronger.
So by that rationale, if I had to sneeze, I should just sneeze on you.
Yes, I would welcome it.
You're welcome.
The principle is sound. To avoid illness, expose yourself to germs, enabling your immune system to develop antibodies. I don't know why everyone doesn't do this. Maybe they have something against living forever.
You were talking about how little progress we've made in science in combating pandemics, because in 1918, the advice was wear a mask, wash your hands.
That's right.
And 100 years later, 103 years later, wear a mask, wash your hands.
It was soul crushing to find that. I was really hoping that, like, in 1918, they'd be like, drink a tincture of mercury and butterfly juice. Like, I was hoping it'd be like some bizarre thing, and I'm like, we've come a long way, baby. It's the exact same.
How do you feel about the science now,
well,
though?
So I will say this. I honestly mean this. I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has, in many ways, helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science. So, and that's kind of...
Hold on one second.
No. Listen.
I wouldn't do that to you.
So what do you mean by that? Do you mean there's
a chance that this was created in a lab? There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's a novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask those scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan respiratory coronavirus lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, look at the name. Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second.
All right.
John.
Oh, my God. There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel made it with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's it.
That could be.
I gave them all tuberculosis.
Yes.
Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with your imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
And Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins at NIH have said, like, this should definitely be investigated.
Don't stop with the logic and people and things. The name of the disease.
Wait a second.
The building.
Wait a second. But it could be possible. You could be right. It could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan to study the novel coronavirus diseases, because in Wuhan there are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
I understand.
It's like the saying.
It's
like,
a
wait
local
a second.
Specialty, and it's the only place to find bats. You won't find bats anywhere
else. Saying,
oh, wait. Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
And now, how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Ron Johnson. This is not a conspiracy. Here's the thing about science.
You could be right. You could be right.
But this is the problem with science. Science is incredible. But they don't know when to stop. And nobody in the room with those cats ever goes, yeah, I don't know if we should do that. Like, they're
I agree with you. If science can do it, they will do it.
They will do it. They're like, oh, curiosity killed the cat. Oh, okay, well, let's kill 10,000 cats to find out why. And you're like, that's what science does. They push things. They do the thing like, okay, listen to this. So a few years back,
you know, we stopped filming a long
time ago. I understand that. Can I tell you something? This is what happens. I've been alone for so long. And when I realized that the laboratory was having the same name, first name and last name, of the evil that had been plaguing us, I thought to myself, that's up. Listen to what I'm saying.
John, I tell you what I'm suspicious of. I'll tell you what I'm suspicious of. I'm suspicious of the Daytona Beach Spring Break Herpes Lab. That might be where all the herpes comes from.
I've been to that lab.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
Can I say this about science?
You can say anything you want about some of my best friends are scientists.
This,
And I love them, and they do such good work. But they are going to kill us all.
Atomic bomb, baby. Atomic bomb.
Atomic bomb, because they're still people. So you have the atomic bomb, and if you cut the atom this way, it can power the world with electricity. And if you cut it that way, it can blow everything up. Guess which one we tried first? Like, that's just who we are. A couple of years ago, there was the 1918. You remember the last pandemic, right?
Sure.
So a bunch of scientists.
Yes, I've read up.
1918, they had a sample that I guess had been in the whatever permafrost lab in the 1918. So the idea was they were going to reanimate it. Mm. So that they could study it. The 1918 pandemic flu. They had a little sample of it, and it hadn't been a scourge in the earth for 100 years. And they thought to themselves, what if we just, I don't know, woke it up? And nobody in the room was like, no. Let's not do that. But they did that. Here's how I believe the world ends. And I say this to you in sincerity. Okay. It does not end. We are a screwed up world. There's racism, income inequality, fascism, authoritarianism, all these horrible, horrible things, natural resources that run down. That'll all be fine. The world ends, the last words man utters are somewhere in a lab. A guy goes, it worked.
I do not think we can celebrate the achievement of that science enough. It'll fundamentally change science. It'll change the pace of medical innovation. Those mRNA vaccines, maybe therapies for cancers in the future. You know, I've
never gotten a clearer signal on my 5G phone before. It's amazing. It's amazing the coverage I get now.
All the extra benefits, yes.
Now, I got to ask you something that's on a lot of people's minds, is that you say that science, you know, one of the things that science does is that it approaches information with humility and it changes as new information comes in. Mm. What about the origins of the coronavirus? Because many people, including a dear friend of mine...
Yes, I heard.
...believe that it's got to be the Wuhan coronavirus, novel coronavirus lab. Why else would they name it that if they didn't make it? Now, you're laughing, but I'm just curious what you think of that rationale, and is there new information? I know that there's this idea, this theory has been updrafted recently, and is there any evidence? Because I don't want to be right. I just want to know what the truth is. What do we know so far?
Yeah.
I do want to be right,
though. Right. I think that this really has to be investigated. I mean, I think, the lab leak theory was dismissed by a lot of people and used for political sort of gamemanship without any evidence. There was no evidence that it leaked from a lab. There's no evidence that it didn't leak from a lab. Sort of the nature of science again.
Why has it come back around again? Well, and people like Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins and NIH are saying no, it should definitely be investigated.
Yeah, I think there's a few reasons. I did this interview with Robert Redfield, who was head of the CDC at the time, and he came out and said, this was in February of this year, that he thinks that that's likely how this escaped, and he's someone who had access to raw intelligence and raw data, and when you start to look at the pieces, like were there people who got sick in that Institute of Virology? They got sick in October, November timeframe. Huh, that's interesting because we thought this didn't really start to hit the scene until end of December. So they got sick. Was that sickness caused by COVID? Was it caused by something else? We come to find out, as I heard from other people, that lots of personal protective equipment was being purchased in China from other countries, including the United States, at least 30 days before the rest of the world was given notice. Did they know something? Was something known? We don't have evidence to say that proves to a lab leak theory, but I think
because that points to deception.
It points to deception,
but it doesn't point to.
But why deception? No, absolutely. So this idea that it was biomanufactured as a weapon somehow versus an accidental lab leak versus a natural jump from animals to humans. Those are really the three things on the table. The bioweapon part of it, I think most people don't really think that that's what happened. But the idea that this virus could have been studied in the lab, could have been increasingly exposed to human cells and accidentally leaked out of the lab, is a theory that I think is very worthy of investigation. There's something else. Typically, when a virus jumps from animals to humans, it kind of sputters along. It takes a while for it to sort of gain steam. As was explained to me, this thing came out 90 miles an hour and all of a sudden just started infecting wildly. Why? Well, if it had been studied in a lab and exposed to human cells, it was becoming more and more efficient. It was becoming smarter at the time that it leaked. It was a huge problem.
Turn on, tune in, and drop Out.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.